Friday, 27 week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the prophet Joel. Chapter 1, verses 13 to 15, and chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Gird yourself and weep, O priests. Well, O ministers of the altar, come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. The house of your God is deprived of offering and libation. Proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the elders, all who dwell in the land, into the house of the Lord your God, and cry to the Lord. Alas, the day, for near is the days of the Lord, and it come at ruin from the Almighty. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who dwell in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness, like dawn spreading over the mountain, a people numerous and mighty. Their light had not been from of old, nor will be, nor will it be after them, even to the zeal of distant generations. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 15 to 26. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thought and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I, then, drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do the own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God had come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relies and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit gets out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for the rest, but finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. sharing the reading for the team. Let always be prepared. When doing anything, one must be prepared to be successful. If not, failure will certainly be happened. The difficult of the work is the more repair we must do. Jesus Christ always wants his disciples to be awakened and repaired for his second coming. Today's reading teaches us how to always be repaired. In the first reading, the prophet Joel called the whole Israelite from rich to people to blow the trumpet and to declare solemnly a holy fast to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. In the Gospel, because of not repairing, some did not recognize Jesus' power when he expelled a dumb evil from a man. They also mocked him by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons. He cried out demons. Jesus also warned his disciples they must always be repaired their soul at the place for God to dwell. If not, devils will come in a large number and their souls will be worse than before. Second analysis. First reading. Alas, the day, for near is the day of the Lord. First point. Let repair for the day of the Messiah. The book of the prophet Joel might be written about from 400 to 350 BC. This was the time the Jewish people, based on the prophet's oracles, believed the powerful Messiah would come to destroy their enemies and to govern them to eternity. To repair for this day, they must do two things. First, to declare solemnly the beginning of a holy fast. The prophet Joel gave the God command, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the elders, all who dwell in the land, into the house of the Lord, your God, and cry to the Lord. Every year, the church also uses the words in the Ash Wednesday to call listeners to repentance and to prepare themselves to welcome the second coming of Jesus Christ. Second, the things they must do. Gird yourself and weep, O priests. Well, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. Fasting, doing penance, and praying are the three things we must do to prepare to welcome the day of the Lord. Second point. The day of the Lord is a horrible day. The Jewish tradition believed the Messiah will come in power, but before he governed people, he will purify and judge all people, the Israelites and all the Gentiles. This is the reason why the Israelites must repair their souls. The prophet Joel warned them about this day as follows. Alas, the day, For near is the day of the Lord, and it come as ruin from the Almighty. Let all who dwell in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. That it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness. The terror of this day was described by Joel and other prophets as the sun, the moon, and other luminous stars will no longer be sight. Insects will destroy all crops, and people have no food to eat. Wars will happen everywhere on earth. At last, only the third ones will survive. They will live with the Messiah in peace and happiness forever. Second, the Gospel. If it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Third point, the human genesis. When people saw Jesus had driven devil out of a man, most people were startling. But some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. This is an accusation of zealous people. When they could not do what Arthur did, they try to find any reason, even unreasonable, to minimize Arthur's good work. Knowing their zealousy, Jesus pointed out their wrong accusation by two demonstrations. First, to divide is to be destroyed. To survive, people need to stick with each other. If they divide between themselves, they will be destroyed. Jesus asked them, if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Satan must protect his members, because if Satan opposes his members, how can his kingdom be remained? Therefore, the accusation of Jesus depending on Beelzebul's power to expel a devil is contradictory and wrong. Second, many Jews can expel demons. The Jewish tradition from the Solomon time believe they can expel demons by burning plants, flowers, or animal organs. Smoke from the burning will expel demons out of the possessed people. One of the examples were found in the book of Tobit, when the archangel Raphael told Tobiah to burn the fish, heart, and liver to drive out the demon out of Sarah on their wedding night. See Tobit chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Jesus challenged them, if I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do the own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. If it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Second point. Jesus had power on devils. To show that he had power over the devils, Jesus gave an example which everyone can understand. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attack and overcome him, he take away the armor on which he relied and distribute the spoils. The dumb devil can be compared to a strong man fully armed. He had a stronger power than the young man so that he could control him. But when Jesus used God's power to expel the dumb devil, the young man recovered. This showed Jesus had power over devils. Next, Jesus told his audience the need to always have God in their soul. When an unclean spirit got out of someone, it roamed through various regions, searching for rest, but finding none. It said, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it find it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. God and devil cannot live together. Whenever God lives, there is no devils. And wherever devil lives, there is no God. If a Christian always has Christ with him and live according to Christ's teaching, the devil will have no opportunity to enter him. Application or in life. If we do not repair, danger will invade. We should have time to repair before doing anything, especially to repair our soul to welcome his second coming. When that day suddenly comes, only those who repaired shall be saved. When witnessing other good work, we should sincerely pray their talent or virtue. Don't let our pride to blindfold us so that we despise or deny what they have done. We can only choose one of the two. Either we choose right to be our king, or choose to live according to devil temptation and to become their slave. Amen.